Students in Ms. McCracken's English classes at Roaring Fork High School were asked to write personal essays that explore who they are and what they think is important. Students wrote anecdotes modeled on the Lives essays published by the New York Times, explored what their experience during the pandemic has taught them about themselves and each other, and revealed something about themselves by describing their connection to a meaningful object. These students' essays were chosen based on their creativity, insights, and writing skills to be showcased by Katie and Kay. Happy listening!
When I was 13, I mowed every lawn I could, made lemonade stands, and wheeled around my little red wagon full of soap, sponges, and various other cleaning supplies, asking strangers if they would pay me to wash their cars. In the summer of 2017, I decided to give my dad $50 to purchase one share of Intel with little thought. Being my first investment, I didn't think much of it and ended up not checking my account for around 3 years. During the stay-at-home orders all around our state and country, I was extremely bored and decided to check up on my 3-year-old investment. To my surprise, my share of Intel was up over 54%. My grandpa has always had a hobby of investing. Whenever we went to visit, my brother and I would be woken up every day by the sound of a full-volume TV blasting Jim Cramer. He has been struggling with leukemia for the past 20 years, and staying in touch can be challenging during current times. I've been able to contact him through email exchanges discussing recent dips, gains, or particular companies we have our eyes on. Being in the very high-risk zone for coronavirus makes going to see him in person next to impossible, at least for right now. It's saddening that we can't be with him in his last few years, but I feel good that we can stay in touch and talk about a shared interest through email. This summer, I worked 40-plus hour weeks, which put me in the position to start taking investing more seriously and put into perspective that investing now can set me up for my future. When looking at some of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors, a piece of advice commonly spread is to stay disciplined and have set principles for your life. After they have experienced growth and success in the market, many people get into the Jordan Belfort mindset that stocks only go up. In life, you can't rely on winning the lottery to get rich, no matter how many tickets you buy. Successful people have worked insanely hard for it, which allows them to stay humble. In other cases, people who have gotten very lucky think they are invincible to failure. From February to July, the stock market faced the most significant crash and recovery speed in history. In June, I remember walking over to the park at the 3rd Street Center to play baseball with Stefano, an Italian exchange student, when I saw an extensive line of cars and bikes lined up to get food from Lyft Up. Earlier that day, I looked at my trading account, where I was up almost 5% in one day. When I saw how many people were waiting at a food bank in a town where the average cost of a house is $1 million, I asked myself, why is the stock market up when people aren't even able to put food on the table? The number of people suffering to the point of starvation in our country while the stock market was rising didn't and still doesn't make sense to me. The market is supposed to symbolize the economy, yet depicted it as stable while thousands of people were dying. The book Principles by Ray Dalio, the creator of one of the world's largest hedge funds, talks about how he came to success, but how not to be arrogant and self-centered while doing it. Many people, including myself, would say that making money off the economy while thousands of people were starving and jobless is very self-centered and wrong. I very much enjoy keeping up with and trading in the market, but on the contrary, having principles set for yourself can be fundamental to ensure you don't feel like and be looked down upon as a jerk. Viewing further than investing, principles essential to set for yourself while trading also apply to everyday actions. If I ever find the level of prosperity that Ray Dalio, Warren Buffett, and many others have reached, I want to be the person who buys an economy car, not a $300,000 Lamborghini. Instead of taking advantage of an international crisis, I would hope to be the person who would donate to local food banks to make sure the community was stable before worrying about my own financial cohesion. All in all, life is more important than the cars you owned, where you lived, or how much money you made. The real way people remember you is through what you did for others and the type of person you were.
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay. Thanks for listening.